Well, so we continue today in Siman Kof Chas Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ha Dimashlim Hatfila Shehifsid." Remember, we're speaking about the din of Tashlumin, of making up missed tfilos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "That which we go ahead and we make up the tfila that was missed, Dafka Bizman Tfila." This dafka applies only in the time of tefillah. So the idea that Shulchan Aruch is saying is, the notion of making up a missed tefillah is only an option when one is already davening. So at the time of tefillah, one is permitted to go out and make up a missed tefillah. But once already, but if it's not the zman of tefillah, then in other words, if one is not davening the obligatory prayer, then one does not have the ability to go ahead and Davne Tashlum and Tefillah. So if we look at the end of Sif Kotin Tes Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, the last couple of lines, right before Tes Zayin, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a variety of different opinions who say that Halacha Lamaisa, one could really Davne Tashlum in any time. So for example, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, if I miss Shachris, the notion that I have the ability to make it up by davening a second Shmona Esrei by Mincha time is only when I'm davening that second Shmona Esrei after I've davened Mincha, meaning at the time of Mincha. But if, let's say, I daven Mincha, then an hour later, while it's still, let's say, daylight, I remember, oh, I didn't do the Tashlumin, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying, I can't go ahead and do the Tashlumin then. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a variety of opinions, but at the end of Tezvav, he says, Kol zeh ha'atakti min achronim, all of these previous opinions I quoted from the Achronim, the later opinions, Ledina, Amnam l'chatchilo, Nochon Yoser Nochon Becholze Shimlo Ispalo Takev Tfilas Hashlama Achar Tfilah Hachiyuvis, that if a person did not daven the Tashlumin Tfila immediately after the obligatory Tfila, Yispalo Osa Betoras Nedova, a person should daven the makeup Tfila as a Tfilas Nedova. Tahainu Shiyasna Vyomar Imani Chayiv Harezelu Chavasi, person should make it tonight, and he should say, if I'm chayiv, this tefillah should be my obligation, ve'im lav, harehi nedava, and if not, it's a tefillah's nedava. So ultimately, again, the Mishnah Berurah kind of says, really, you accept the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that if one didn't daven the tashlumin tefillah at the time of the obligatory tefillah, then one should not daven it later on, but if one forgot to daven at the time of the obligatory prayer, so one could make up the tashlumin, but to daven it as a tefillah's nedava. With the tonight, ultimately, again, if I'm obligated, then it should be my obligatory prayer, and if I'm not obligated, it should be a tefillah's nedava. Halacha dalet, ein tashlumin ela letefillah hasmucha bilvad. You could only daven a makeup tefillah in the tefillah that immediately follows. For example, shem tov lo vispalo shachris v'lo mincha. So for example, let's say a person forgot to daven shachris and mincha. So what is the halacha? Vispalo arvishtayim. A person davens ma'ariv twice. So obviously the first tefillah will be the obligatory tefillah for Maariv, and the second tefillah will be the makeup tefillah for Mincha. Aval Shachris, ein lo tashlumin. But the halacha is that for Shachris, one does not have any kind of tashlumin. There's no makeup tefillah. The idea is that you could only make up the last tefillah you missed. But if you missed two consecutive tefillos, you cannot go ahead and make up that first one, v'chein bishar tefillos. And this would be the same ultimately again with other tefillos as well. Let's see Sif Hei. So now that we just established that you could only go ahead and daven a makeup tefillah in the tefillah that immediately follows, and therefore the other tefillahs that I missed don't have tashlumin. So for example, I missed Shachris and Mincha, so I could daven Ma'ariv twice. The first Shmona Esrei for my Ma'ariv obligation. Second tefillah is my Tashlumin for Mincha. But the Shachris, it appears, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is lost forever. There's no way to make up that Shachris. However, Imratza l'hispalel osa nedava, v'sheichadish ba shum davar, harushus biyado. But if I want to go ahead and daven some additional tefillos as a tefillas nedava, as a gift tefillah, with the intention, ultimately, again, that the purpose of those gift tefillos is to make up for the other tefillos that I have lost, then the Shulchan Aruch writes, harushus biyado, ultimately, I have the right to do so, and indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'nochon la'asos kin, and indeed, this is the proper approach to making up missed tefillos. So if we look at the Mishnah Berurah, imratza sifka nirchas v'lochein, misha hayachol le'otafus betfis, v'lohi ha'mokom naki, kishi yitzi yispal kol ha'tefillos shehifsid, v'yispal ma'ariv, v'achar kach mincha, v'achar kach shachris. So according to this, the Mishnah Berurah says if somebody was sick, or somebody was, let's say, stuck in a place or incarcerated in a place that was not clean and therefore could not daven, so the Mishnah Berurah seems to say you keep track of all of the Shmona Esrays that you have missed, and you could literally make all of those up. Now remember, you could only make up the last tefillah missed in a tashlumin, but apparently you could make up for all of the missed Shmona Esrays through a tefillas nedava. He goes on, he says, "V'im yotze mitfisa barash chodesh, maske b'kulam ya'alev yavo, aval im yotze b'shabes yomtov, yantina ad'er b'yispal, d'kam lo m'simishim, m'spal in the dove b'shabes yomtov." So again, literally, I could keep davening Shmona Esrei. For example, if a person was able to daven for the first time on Rosh Chodesh, you would say Ya'alev Yovo by each of those Shmona Esreis. However, this does not apply on Shabbos, since on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one does not go ahead and recite a Tfilas Nedava. So he goes on, V'nachon Yotes, Ayn B'prima Gadim Shiskim D'Tov Shiyas Nami Yomar, Emani Chayev L'Espal HaRizun L'Chobasi, V'im Lav HaRizun Nedava, So again, Saloch Lamaisa, if one wants to employ this process, then one should simply do so with a Tanai. If I'm obligated to daven, then these should be my obligatory tefillos, and if not, it should be a tefillas nedava. Now, the truth is, as much as the Shulchan Aruch says you can do this, and the Shulchan Aruch even says you should do it, it goes without saying that one has to be careful, because remember, we remember the comments of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, who told us in general to be careful with tefillas nedava. Else the idea that we have enough problems finding requisite or proper kavana with our obligatory tefillos. The notion of taking on additional tefillos seems to be a bit daunting, so therefore one should just be careful. If one is going to use this concept of making up lost tefillos, one should just make sure that indeed they could have the requisite kavana. We will stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem will pick up at Sivvav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.